This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him. We seek His forgiveness and we seek His guidance. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall be led astray, and whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be led astray, none shall guide them back to the straight path. A companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who had just become Muslim as of recent, was in congregational prayer with the other companions. And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading them in prayer. And during prayer, someone sneezed. And because this companion, Mu'awiyah bin al-Hakam al-Sulami, because he was not familiar with the rules of Salah and the etiquettes of Salah, he responded to the person who had sneezed in prayer and he said, Yarhamukallah, Allah have mercy on you. He said, when I did that, some of the companions gave him a look. And later on, some of them started striking their thighs to let me know that I had, I shouldn't speak. After the prayer was over, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want you to look at the way of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed. He simply said, this is the way how we pray. There is no talking in it. And prayer consists of tasbih, glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did he describe this learning process? He said, فَبِي أَبِي وَأُمِّي. In other words, he was saying, may my mother and father be ransomed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلُ. I have never seen a teacher before like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, فَوَاللَّهِ, he said, by Allah, the Messenger of Allah, مَا كَهَرَنِي وَلَا ضَرَبَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that moment, he didn't reprimand me, nor did he hit me, and nor did he insult me. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the way how we correct other people, especially when it comes to the way how we discipline our children, and when we see something that is done wrong, how is it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw something so blatantly done here in the prayer by saying, that man saying, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you for the person who sneezed, and yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with complete calmness and equanimity, was able to correct this mistake without any shaming, and blaming, and faulting, and nitpicking, none of that. And I invite you to think about the ways of how we have been brought up. Because a lot of times, unless you have made a conscious effort to change the way how you parent, or the way how you correct others, whether it is those around you or your children or other people, a lot of times we end up defaulting to the way how we were disciplined when we were growing up. So if we were shamed and if we were abused, it is likely that some people might end up making that mistake. You look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anha, he describes that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in what words? He says, لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبابا ولا فحاشا ولا لعانا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never someone who was cursing, and nor was he vulgar, and nor was he the one that was cursing other people, invoking the curse of Allah upon other people. ولكن كان يقول لأحدنا عند المعتبة ما له ترب جبينه. But if someone was wrong, if the Prophet ﷺ was trying to discipline another person, he would say at most, what is with him? ترب جبينه. And this phrase ترب جبينه in Arabic literally means, may there be dust on his forehead. But it is to be taken in a metaphorical way. And it just basically means, what's wrong with this person? You know, he's basically made a blunder. And that metaphor was to say, he has dust on his forehead. I want you to think about the way how the Prophet ﷺ is disciplining, and the way how he was correcting, and think about how we correct. Do we call our children animals? Did the Prophet ﷺ ever call the children of his companions by animals when he was angry with them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. For you indeed are of the best of character. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It is difficult, speaking for myself as a teacher, as a parent, it is difficult sometimes. You will be faced with trying times where students or your children or whatnot, your grandchildren, they might do something wrong, and the first thing you might do is to lash out and to say something that you might regret later. It is part of the human nature. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one time she was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some people had passed in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, in this scenario, they happened to be a few people of the children of Israel that were living in Medina. And they said to the Prophet ﷺ, from their own dislike or anger of that day, they said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, death be to you, Messenger of Allah." The Prophet ﷺ, despite being told, "Death be unto you," the Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? "Wa alayk," unto you. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha heard this, she became so enraged. She became so angry. And she says, "No, and death be to you, and may the curse of Allah." And she kept going and going and going. And the Prophet ﷺ corrected this. And he says, "Mahlan ya Aisha, alayki bil rifq wa iyaki wal unfi wal fuhsh." Slow down, Aisha. Slow down. Be kind, be gentle, and beware of violence and any sort of foul words. A young man that was under the care of the Prophet ﷺ, name was Umar ibn Abi Salama. He was with the Prophet ﷺ and they were eating at a table, or I wouldn't say table, but a plate in front of them filled with food. And this young man, he says, "وَكَانَتْ يَدِي تَطِيشُ." My hand was going around in the plate, grabbing from here, grabbing from here. تَطِيشُ فِي الصَّحْفَةِ. It was going, grabbing food from here, going over there, grabbing food, and it was making a mess. In some of the cultures that we would be taught, we might just end up saying, "عَيْبْ بَيْشَرَمْ." You know, disrespectful, rude, how dare you, your hands are dirty, etc. Look at the Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? He said, "Ya ghulam, sammi Allah, wa kul bi yameenik, wa kul mimma yaleek." The Prophet ﷺ, he says, "Oh young child, young boy, say Bismillah before you eat." The Prophet ﷺ is not just correcting his behavior, but he's also teaching him the adab, the manners of how to eat. Say Bismillah before you eat. In other words, slow down. Say Bismillah before you eat. "Wa kul bi yameenik," and eat with your right hand. "وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكُ," and eat what is in front of you. And this young man, he said, "فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ طِعْمَتِي بَعْدِ." He says, "And that until now, since that day, that is the way how I eat." Why was this young man able to implement the Prophet ﷺ's advice and discipline? Because the Prophet ﷺ was not yelling, nor was he screaming, nor was he hitting. The Prophet ﷺ was direct and firm. Speaking about direct, it is from the way of the Prophet ﷺ that he would sometimes be indirect. Because not everything that is wrong requires you to say it to its face and make it apparent to everyone. Sometimes you can teach something, teach a moment, and بِالْإِشَارَ لَا بِالْتَصْرِيحِ. It can be by intimating it, by making a note of it without directly saying it. And we have the famous story of Barira, who is this slave woman. She came to Aisha radiallahu anha and she asked her, "I need help." Basically, she was an indentured slave. And basically, her owners had said that if you want to be free, you have to pay this amount. But they put a false condition. And they said, a kinship alliance is still with us even after you are manumitted and emancipated. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, "I'm ready to pay. But there is this false condition that says that that your allegiance is still, your wala is still to those individuals." And so they refused. And so when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard about this illegal condition in this agreement that they were proposing, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got up and he says, "Ma bal rijal yashtarituna shurutan laysat fi kitabillah." What is it with some people who are putting conditions that Allah has not put conditions in the book of Allah? Whatever condition is not in the book of Allah, then it is batil, even if there are 100 conditions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who demonstrate good and kind behavior in our disciplining of our children and in those that we care for through the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabiyyi ya alladhina amanu sallu 'alaihi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina 'adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Aqim as-salah.